Armadoxy for today, Alpha Omega. The person of Jesus Christ is central to our Armenian Church and everything that we do within our church. To fully engage in the Lenten season and the spiritual exercises that are tied to the season, it is essential to understand this very basic premise. We began our second week of Lent yesterday, Expulsion Sunday, with the reading prescribed for the day from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus pronounces, "Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, or in our vernacular, the A and the Z, the Ipe and the Ke. The Lenten season and the exercises are about connecting to the fulfillment and the completeness of life. Our journey takes its first turn today from the foundation and fundamentals to the applications. Today's exercise involves gauging your acts of charity. Turn within to question your motives and your feelings in doing unto others. Do you feel comfortable with those motives and feelings, or should there be something more? Fast today from motivated giving. Give without any expectation in return, including your own personal satisfaction. Is that possible? Now treat yourself to an almond French toast. You'll find today's recipe at the bottom of our show notes. We pray today from St. Gregory of Nottingham. As the soul is for the living beings and thought for the rational beings, as radiance is for glory and form for substance, as caring for life and mindfulness for mercy, as giving in charity and resolve in salvation, as abundance in generosity, flow in continuity, as fullness for perfection, richness in inexhaustibility, as long in forbearance, exalted in unreachableness. They are one perfect trinity of three persons, blessed forever. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.